founder of the Oath Keepers, also Jan 6 political prisoner. What else in your resume? Ron Paul consultant?
Ex-paratrooper.
Ex-paratrooper?
YOLO graduate.
You're a Cyclops as well?
Yes, that's right. Pirate.
Pirate? Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of piracy on the high seas.
Yeah, right. We talked about that and how Leon Panetta came out and said basically that Pete Hegseth is committing a war crime by going after these drug boats. We played a rep saying, look, a boat with cocaine is not a danger to anybody. That's what we can just go after them. We can't go after them. They're no danger to us. That's how can we do this? And you just look at it and you're like, listen, I don't even think this is about the drugs necessarily. This is about the drug money. Okay. I don't know. Like, a lot of fentanyl is not going through Venezuela. We know that. We know it's coming from China, and most of it's now coming through Canada, if you look at the numbers. But this drug money is money that then gets used by the bankers, and then it gets sucked into these NGOs.
Oh, yeah, it's a massive
to run. Yes, to run the under government.
And to run the CIA.
Exactly, and to run the CIA. Right. So, yes, these groups
are pissed. The biggest drug cartel in the world is CIA.
There you go.
Well, the Chinese are now moving into the territory.
They certainly are. They certainly, because that's where the money is. That's where the black budget money comes from.
Right.
That's how you can do all these extra things. That's how you could overthrow governments without the president even knowing. And that could be one of the traps they're doing with Venezuela, is to lure Trump in to then like subvert him somehow, to create some scandal. So then, you know, they could impeach him in the midterms or something that'll, you know, there's some action, military action there that doesn't go our way. And so there's that. But let's just talk about, we're going to get to the Seditious Six as well.
It all ties together.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But let's talk about the drug boats first. Does Pete Hegseth have this authority to go after these drug boats? The President Trump has designated these groups as terror organizations. So, I mean, what's the deal?
The cartels are proxies for China. These drug boats are obviously from Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
So they're also proxies, I think, proxies for China. Venezuela, I consider just another fellow traveler with the communists, just like Cuba was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he's correct in looking at this, is that this is the Chinese unrestricted warfare, as General Flynn's been saying also, being used against the United States. And that's what fentanyl is. Fentanyl is a weapon to kill military age Americans. That's what they've been doing, is killing our young people. So I believe it's correct to see the drug cartels as a military enemy in warfare. And when you're dealing with a military enemy, I mean, since World War I, World War II, when you sink a ship, you have no obligation to rescue everyone off the ship. You just sink it. And now if they're floating in the water after that, then you can, under the laws of war, you're obligated to go try to rescue them if you can. But all over the Pacific, we just sank ships like crazy with our
And they submarines. Sank our ships, too.
Yeah.
And they weren't rescuing people.
No, they weren't.
You know?
So it's ridiculous to say. Because what happened is,
talk about the Japanese.
Even in leftist media, they're saying, "Well, the admiral ordered a second strike because the boat was still floating.
Yeah,
it was on fire, but still floating.
Right.
That's why he ordered a second strike. Even if you want to say it's out of bounds to kill people in the water, that's not what happened. He was sinking a boat.
He was going USS Liberty. He wanted that GD boat at the bottom of the ocean.
USS Liberty.
Yeah, I know. I was tying that in. But basically, that's what they said. That's what Lyndon Johnson wanted, that boat at the bottom of the ocean, the Liberty. And so that's all he was doing, was putting the boat at the bottom of the ocean, is what I'm saying.
Which is what's been done throughout warfare.
Right.
So later, the leftist media then spun it and said, well, they were floating, they were holding on to floating wreckage. No, they were still on the boat. It wasn't sunk yet. So it's really a big nothing burger. But they're trying to use this to back up the Seditious Six and saying that Trump's a dictator.
And we're going to get to the Seditious Six coming right up. We got a 1 minute break and we're back with Stuart Rose. Thanks.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug Stuart Rose's Irish Demos. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning.
Hmm.
All that stopped with the CMOS, because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, we are live. I guess this is the official start of the third hour. We had that first 5 minutes. Normally we play a report or something, but we were getting right into it.
So
let's
time.
Get in here. Yeah, let's get it going because we got a lot of ground to cover. We don't have a lot of time left, and we still got to get to the grooming of our children, our youth, which is like I guess the third tranche of the tripod that are the trident that's there. You know, we got drugs, we've got the corrupt government just stealing all our money and, you know, making us dirt poor. Massive, and then we got the grooming of the children
and mass immigration
Right. Yes, exactly. So, and we covered a lot of that before, but you wanted to get into the killing of American citizens by the Obama administration,
right,
which I covered earlier.
Yeah.
So let's hear your perspective on it. I mean, that was Anwar al-Awlaki, his son, who was 16 years old at the time.
Also an American citizen.
Both American citizens,
right,
were in Yemen. So these weren't model citizens.
No.
These weren't the cream of the crop. These guys were doing whatever. But hey, al-Awlaki dined at the Pentagon. Have you dined at the Pentagon?
I have not.
Okay, see? So maybe you're not with the in crowd, with the terrorist outreach programs.
But he got in the out crowd, apparently, though.
Yeah.
He got smoked.
He did. At some point, he pissed somebody off.
So at that time, I opposed what was being done, and I still stand by that, because under our constitutional order, a bright line separation between what we do with American citizens, even in wartime, and what we do with foreigners. American citizens have the right to due process. They should be tried for treason. If they're making war against the United States or aiding its enemies under Article 3, that requires a treason trial. What they did, though, is they applied the laws of war and said, oh, that applies to American citizens also. The Bush administration did that. I opposed that. I wrote a big paper about it at Yale that won their top award.
Because then you can go after anybody,
right,
political
enemy.
Right,
because then you can treat any American citizen like an enemy on a foreign battlefield and just smoke
right
them. That is a very dangerous, slippery slope. And so the one caveat I have about all these drone strikes against boats is that here's the problem, is that, hey, they already codified that, oh, this can be done to American citizens also. They did it. Bush claimed the authority. He didn't actually smoke any Americans like that, though. Obama did, though.
Right.
He killed American citizens abroad. But they've laid the groundwork, and then they passed the NDA of 2012, codified that, and said, yes, we intend that to happen. And then the Supreme Court, in the Hamdi case, said, yes, that's okay. It's okay to apply the laws of war to American citizens. So under the laws of war, if you're walking around, you're not in a recognizable uniform, you're not bearing your arms openly, and you're not under a unified chain of command, you can be considered an unlawful combatant, which means you have no rights under the laws of war. They don't take you prisoner or anything, they just kill you. That was the argument used in the war on terror. Then they applied to American citizens. Well, right now, we're not wearing a uniform recognizable at a distance. You're not bearing your arms openly.
Right.
So that's a slippery slope. So that is an issue.
I've called several government officials retards today, too. So that could definitely be considered a war crime.
Right. So there's a slippery slope. What we don't want is American citizens being smoked by drones anywhere.
Right.
That shouldn't be done. It's already been done. That's the dangerous side of this practice of just smoking these boats. Now, setting that aside, though, I believe they are obviously not just international terrorist organizations, but they're also actually military enemies because they're proxies for communist China.
And they've been designated as enemies.
Right. And so I think under the laws of war, you could smoke the boat and sink it. That's
right.
Not a problem. So claiming that's a war crime is just complete crap.
Well, let's go to Karen in California. And Guy, I guess when we go to her, let her talk, put us in talk back so he could hear. And Karen, what is your perspective on Venezuela, our question?
Well, there's approximately 30 million people there. So if we go ahead and bomb them, start the war, which looks like we're going to, they become refugees. They'll be coming to our country, and they're not going to be happy with us, and we have to take care of them. We have to house them, feed them, and they're going to hate our guts, and it's I think it could be very dangerous.
Well, Darien Gap, the Darien, that's supposed to stop most of these people from coming in. But yeah, will we have war refugees if we do attack Venezuela? I think anything, you know, Stuart, imagining what could go on in Venezuela, do you see it as being a long drawn out kinetic war like a Vietnam, or do you see it as something very short, a bombing campaign that then drives Maduro from office?
If done right, it'd be a decapitation strike that right. frees the Venezuelan people from a dictator. They can do that if they do it right.
Yeah.
And I think they have a lot of groundswell support among the people. What you don't want to do is kill innocent civilians while you're doing that.
Right.
So I would say it'd be better to go in there using special warfare troops to do a raid and just take him out. You know, that'd be my best option. Decapitate it, then hold open elections for the people of Venezuela to choose their own path.
Yeah. So you're advocating kind of what we did with the Osama bin Laden lookalike. Just send in a strike force, take him out, and you're done. But right. can that be done?
Or Panama. Look what we did with Noriega in Panama. Yes, it can be done. So you use your Rangers, you use your special warfare guys to go in, like seize an airport, surround the palace.
They were using directed energy weapons, too, in Panama. They found cars that were, like, completely melted just in the streets.
Is that right?
Yeah. There were some people who did a documentary on it. They're like, what kind of weapons were we using in Panama? Because they'd find a car and it would just be melted, and everything else around it would be fine.
So minimal. That was a campaign of minimal loss of life, a decapitation right. strike. Yeah. So that's what could be done. It didn't turn into Vietnam, because the Panamanian people were like, yeah, Noriega was a dictator. He was right. our dictator for a long time, working with the CIA, doing drugs and all that. But he fell out of favor,
among other things, right. at Contadora Island. We know right. he was there. I guess probably getting blackmail information on Bush. Because I think Bush visited the island, so right. who knows what he was doing there. And there's a whole theory that they just went after a couple buildings just to get some of the files that were, you know.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Just like Saddam Hussein at one time was our dictator.
Right.
Same problem.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Maduro, he carried on under what Chavez, the legacy of Chavez, which is a blatant communist dictatorship that's ruined Venezuela and ruined the lives and killed many of their own people. And so I believe it's within... It's a humanitarian mission to take him out. So
there you go. All right. Well, let's get into the Seditious Six. And we talked about you coming on last night, and you're like, look, I have no problem with what they said overall. And they're trying to lure Trump into a trap. Explain
yes.
the trap, explain what they're doing, and explain how you were doing this too during the yeah. Obama administration.
So in 2009, I started Oath Keepers, and out of the gate, we issued a declaration
of
orders we will not obey.
Yep.
That's right. You were there at the founding in Lexington
yep.
Green.
Yep.
That's right. Old school.
Old school.
That's it. So, but we said, hey, you have a duty to refuse unlawful orders, which is a fact. It's just true. And we went further and listed, here's 10 orders we will not obey.
Right.
And we had current serving military from the very beginning, including one Marine that rode in, and he was actually part of Marine One that flew the president around, flew Obama around from the White House.
Wow.
So none of our active duty military members were ever persecuted or prosecuted
right.
under UCMJ. If we're even not just saying we won't follow unlawful orders, but saying here's 10 we will not follow. And the reason why they didn't try to do that is it would have drawn more attention to us
right.
and more attention to the mission and the
sure.
message. So in some ways, what they're doing is they're taking a play from the Oath Keepers playbook and saying, oh, now we're going to talk about unlawful orders. Well, great. I think it's fantastic. But what they're doing is luring Trump into a trap, because it is protected speech, whether they like it or not. Mark Kelly's engaged in protected speech. I think it'd be a tragic mistake to try to prosecute him under UCMJ because he's retired military. He's also a sitting U.S. senator. So he's now running around and saying, oh, look at this. Trump wants to kill me.
I'm a victim.
He wants to kill me for my free speech.
Yeah.
And so it's a trap. What Trump should do is do jiu-jitsu on him and say, okay, let's talk about the oath. Let's do a national address to the American people, have Pete Hegseth there, have Tulsi Gabbard there, both of them prior military, both of them very mm-hmm. credible, to lay out what the oath responsibility is. The oath is to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now let's talk about the enemies, foreign and domestic. China. Let's talk about Soros and what's been done to our country intentionally. Let's talk about the domestic enemies, the communists inside the United States, the massive influx of Somalians, for example, jihadists like Ilhan Omar. Let's talk about them and lay out the plot by Brennan. Lay out the Podesta plan. Just lay all the stuff that you guys have been talking about for years, and you've been right about it. Lay it all out for the American people. Address the troops, but the American people can listen also and educate them about the fight we're in right now against a coup, an ongoing coup that started when Trump came down that escalator and hasn't stopped ever since.
And I think you started with the Seditious Six video.
Yeah.
And then you have Pete Hegseth come out and say, look, we may not like this speech, or the president even, we may not like this speech, but this is free speech. This is part of your First Amendment right to have this speech not be impeded by the government, essentially. Well, sure. And then you go, but let's look at what they say. And then you bring in all the other stuff around it. Yeah. So you are actually, like, by playing that, you're like, here, we're even giving them a platform to say their speech in front of us. And we're not offended by that speech. We don't think it's right that they should be doing this. But we're going to explain how they're wrong and all the different ways they're wrong and how they may be involved in something else. Because Gallego, the representative Gallego, talks about a script that was being written. Who's writing these scripts?
Well, they're not wrong. They're stating a fact that active duty military have the duty to refuse unlawful orders. That's true.
Right.
That's what we're all taught. There's lawful orders you must obey. There's unlawful orders you cannot obey. There's a presumption of lawfulness that retains good order and discipline in the ranks. But if something's blatantly unlawful, you have a duty to say no. That's under our Constitution and also under the international laws of war. So that's true. So I'd say, okay, they're correct about that. They're factually correct about that. But why are they doing this? It's because they are domestic enemies of the Constitution, trying to create dissension in the ranks, and I believe also trying to make Trump gun-shy. Mm-hmm. They don't want him taking decisive action anywhere inside this country or against our foreign enemies, so they want to put him on the defensive. So now he's worried about, I don't want to be perceived as a dictator. I got to watch what I do now. And, of course, the weenie lawyers around him will be circling him and going, this is why you can't, go too hardcore about, doing mass deportation, even though it's completely lawful. So President Trump should take advantage of this and say, okay, let's talk about the oath, and here's where we are. We are facing an ongoing coup and insurrection by the left and by the deep state against our Constitution. Let's lay it all out. This is the war we're in. And here's why. They should be purging. I don't think they've done enough purging inside the DOD. You've got a lot of stay-behinds that are just like Milley that'll be, proxies of China. Milley was China's bitch, basically.
They're slow-walking everything.
Yeah. So they need to have a purge inside DOD, inside DOJ, inside FBI, and inside the CIA.
And
I believe Hegseth is good to go. You just need to do more purging. But Ratcliffe should be fired. Bonnie should be fired, and so should Kash Patel.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a report out there that the culture has kind of changed in the FBI, but he doesn't seem like he's up to the task.
It's not up to the task. It's not just that. It's also he is now carrying water for the deep state and covering for them. The way he spun the 274 FBI agents in the crowd on J6. He said, they were improperly used for crowd control.
There's no dare.
No, it's complete nonsense. Yeah. So he's covering for them and playing. He's playing bagman.
Yeah.
He's covering for them.
I mean, nobody was with the Butler shooter. He totally acted alone. You believe that?
Not at all.
He made those bombs by himself and. He had someone went and cleaned his house, took all the silverware out after he was dead. They just decided to go do that. But nobody that was associated with him.
Yeah, Epstein killed himself.
Yeah,
the Butler shooter acted alone.
Yeah,
so the FBI was improperly used on J6. They weren't actually trying to incite people. They were just there doing crowd control.
And we still don't know who the bomber is.
Right, can't figure that out.
The J6 bomber. We can't figure that out. Probably, I bet that bomber acted alone too. Even though they're on the phone with somebody, acted alone.
Right,
but we'll never know who they are.
And he's not purging out any of the FBI agents that persecuted the American people. He's not going out there and showing American people who all the CHSs were. He's not exposing the deep state.
Well, let's go back to the orders that you were talking about.
He's not investigating the deep state either, obviously.
No, obviously not. Right. But the Oath Keepers put out 10 orders we're not going to follow.
Right.
Like a detailed list of exactly, these are the things we're not going to do.
Like gun confiscation for one.
Right. Yes, that's the top one. And then you look at what they just said, there's illegal order. Don't follow any illegal orders we don't know what they are, but they're going to be. And then they're asked, what are the illegal orders? And they go, we don't know. He hasn't actually given any illegal orders yet, but we know he's going to.
Well, now they're starting to say, this is an example of illegal order, smoking these boats. So they're starting to go into that territory. But I say, welcome that. Let's have a discussion about what's going on in our country and what your oath means.
Yeah.
And use that as a teaching tool.
Well, and let's talk about where this drug money goes. What banks? I mean, wasn't it? It was like it wasn't Barclays, it was HSBC maybe that was getting all, they got caught with all this drug money. And
right.
They say like 40% of the money flowing through the banking system is drug money. It's drug profits. So the bankers have an obvious stake in making the drug money stay where it is and keep the pipeline flowing because, you know, it keeps everybody happy.
Right. That's why they don't want Trump. Like, I believe Trump should use the military on the border in Mexico or even go into Mexico because Mexico is obviously a failed narco state. That's why the Mexican people themselves realize that now.
Yeah.
They know that. What's her name?
Sheinbaum.
Sheinbaum. Yeah, she's an obvious puppet of the cartels. And so, once again, Mexico, much like Afghanistan, you've got a failed narco state that is now run by the bad guys.
Right.
And so I think Trump should go in there with the military. But to make him afraid to do that, that's why they're attacking anything he does. They're claiming is a war crime, is unconstitutional or illegal. They're trying to keep him from doing that. And the reason why is because they benefit, like you're saying, they benefit from all the drug money and also all the human trafficking that's still coming across the border. Right now, there are still children being trafficked across the border because with Border Patrol doing the best they can, they still don't have enough personnel on the border to stop it. That's just a reality.
And it's a big border, and there's a lot of places you can get around it.
Right.
And there's not a fence everywhere either. In fact, this is a good time to go to Jay in FEMA Region 10. He's waiting for Trump to stop talking and do something. He wants to start taking action. We were just covering that, like why he's not taking action. Jay, what do you think of that, and what else do you have to say?
Yeah, I'm 100% agreement. And I listened to Jones yesterday talking with Fuentes about it, and I believe that I don't agree with everything that Fuentes says, or even Jones for that matter. But you know, he's right. It's kind of unfortunately, it seems to be kind of a pattern. You know that Trump seems to, when things are going really south, he starts, you know, saying the right things, but then when it comes to actually, you know, doing, it seems to, you know, kind of ring a little bit hollow. And granted, most of that's coming from the fact that, granted, he is the captain of the ship, so to speak, but, you know, 95% of the crew is mutinous. So, you know, how much effect is he really, you know, going to have?
Yeah,
there?
You're steering the ship in circles, essentially.
Yeah. Well, and I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with what both Nick and Alex said yesterday. I listened to that. Yes, the rhetoric from Trump is fantastic, but we don't see follow through.
Right.
And it's really strange. Like in his first administration, you'd see he's posting on Twitter about what he wants done, and then Bill Barr won't do it.
Right.
But he never fired Bill Barr.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the same thing now. He'll say, like with Cash Patel, Cash Patel's covering for what happened on J6.
Arrest somebody.
And Trump was like, oh, President Trump's like, hey, there's no way they're being used in the crowd for legitimate law enforcement purposes. He's completely correct.
Yeah.
But yet his own director of the FBI that he put in there is covering for it. So he should be fired.
It's like, look, I like my jet, Trump. I like to fly around and see my international country sensation. You know?
So I don't understand why President Trump doesn't fire all these people that are not following through with what he wants done. It is extremely frustrating. I just don't understand.
Yeah, you know what he's afraid of? He's afraid of the backlash of firing people. You know,
what's the backlash?
I don't know. Exactly. It's going to be from MSNBC. It's going to be from 60 Minutes. It's going to be from CBS. They're going to be like, oh, they're not doing what he wants. He's dictator Trump is going to fire people.
Right. So here's my suspicion is that he has weenie lawyers around him telling him, oh, well, you can't do that. It'll look too extreme.
Right.
And that's what happens. And they're helping to run the clock out once again, like they did the first term. Run the clock out until he's gone.
And then there's no special investigators being put in. Like, make Matt Gaetz a special investigator.
Right.
Let him go. Put Ivan Ranklin. Put him in a special investigator. Let's get some people who are interested and have skin in the game and want to make things happen, and let's turn them loose. You know, because Cash talked a good game, did he not?
He
for
did.
Years
yeah.
during the Biden administration. He went around
book.
And talked about how great he was going to be. He was going to dismantle. He was going to do all this stuff. And then he gets in and is like, FBI is great, guys. They have this jet they let me use. I mean, you know, what do I have against the? Of course, nobody was involved in Butler except this one kid on the Black Rock videos.
And of course, the murderers from HRT who killed Lavoie Finicum deserve medals.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So it's just like there's got to be some. It's like the fourth angle of the Zapruder film that you never see. It's what they show them. They're like, look, we have cameras everywhere. We got you 6 ways to Sunday. You know, it's what the Schumer said. You know, the deep state will get you six ways to Sunday. So obviously they got Kash Patel on something.
He's compromised, which is why he should step down. But if he won't do that, he should be fired.
And why won't he step down? There's got to be a reason.
Because he's doing their bidding. He wants to, like you said, he has the perks. He wants to be in there, but now he's doing their bidding. So President Trump, I don't understand what's going on, but he needs to realize that he's running out of time. He's running out of time to defeat the deep state and save this country.
Well, let's look at a piece of rhetoric he dropped yesterday. This is clip 14. This is Trump talking about something we all love, paying our income tax.
And I believe that at some point in the not too distant future, you won't even have income tax to pay because the money we're taking in is so great, it's so enormous that you're not going to have income tax to pay. Whether you get rid of it or just keep it around for fun or have it really low, much lower than it is now, but you won't be paying income tax. We've slashed $1 trillion.
Now, I like that. That sounds great to me. Slash the income tax. Yeah, give people their own money. And they're talking about, oh, what we put in place of it, a 30% sales tax, which I'm like, well, if you're not paying income tax, you're not paying property tax, and you're getting rid of all these other taxes, and you're just going, okay, whatever you consume is what you're going to pay tax on. Well, I could see that working, except for food. You can't put it on food. And then anything else you buy, luxury items, TVs, whatever, is a 30% tax. And then, but there's nothing else. And if the government can't work on it, well, you got to downsize the government. That's the way it works.
But here's the problem is that Congress does not want to do that.
Of course not.
And so he can say these things,
right?
And once again, it sounds fantastic. It's like a campaign speech.
Yeah,
here's what we want to do,
right?
But then, what's actually happening right now?
Nothing,
right? Nothing. And Congress is dragging their feet. He's not going to get any action out of Congress.
No,
he has to focus on what he can do as commander in chief, and he has to take down the corrupt members of Congress along with the corrupt judges. And I've been saying it since 2020. He has to use his power of declassification to expose them, expose their criminality. Doge, the rest of the executive branch. Doge was the exact right thing to do. He for some reason, he got talked into fighting with Elon Musk and shutting down Doge. The deep state does not want that to happen.
Right.
Obviously.
Which means we need more Doges.
Yeah, the Uniparty. I really believe that the Republican Uniparty members,
Lindsey Graham,
don't mind losing the midterms because it gives them an excuse to sit on their hands and do nothing, and it continues the grift.
Well, they tried.
They want MAGA to fail. They want Trump to fail.
Yeah, because then the next person they come in, they're like, well, we can control this next person. He's not a self-made billionaire.
Yeah, so it's just continuing the grift. Let's get rid of Trump. So they'll smile in his face and
Lindsey Graham.
Beat his ego. But at the end of it, they want him gone. They want him stopped.
Right. And then what do you make of this? Troy Nehls, MTG, they're getting out of Congress. You know, these seem to be like people we want in Congress, but they're like, they're sick of it because they see the inaction going on. And at some point, rational people go, what's the use of doing this if nothing's going to change?
They're being blackpilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have been. All right. Well, we got a whole nother segment left with Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, Jan 6 political prisoner. We're going to cover, I want to go into this grooming stuff, and we got a couple more calls. Maybe we'll take them if we got time. Stay tuned. You're watching The American Journal. Alex Jones is coming up in just half an hour.
The 12 days of Christmas sale is here at thealexjonesstore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements while supplies last are buy one, get one free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like Ultra Methylene Blue, get another one free. This is you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Every purchase gets 50x entries to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh, my God. I drove one of those. Just amazing. So smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50x entries this week. Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392, 10K cash on top of it, and brand new Ford Raptor 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months in a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles, and it obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is it funds this operation. And we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together. And InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get. the very best, highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The Ultramethylene Blue. And again, consult your physician before you take Methylene Blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But Bovine Colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my Bovine Colostrum before we even rolled it out a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, Bovine Colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at thealexjonesstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025, and it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the Bovine Colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the Methylene Blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish Sea Moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish Sea Moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Same thing with Bovine Colostrum. Not the case with Methylene Blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% curcuminoid. The average turmeric product is 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com, and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, Bovine Colostrum too, and he was always stocked high with the precious Methylene Blue. But up on Mount Microchist lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast, and he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took Methylene Blue, Red, Ultimate Life Force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout, "The Globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop." To be continued.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You can also catch us at InfoWars, also infowars.com/show and band.video. You can catch us all there live. We have a network feed that gets all the shows, or you can just go to your particular show on band.video and watch us. And the streams are there. Spread the stream, spread the word, spread us out on X. I want to let people know before we go any further, we are having, the only reason we're here and the lights are on is because people go to places like thealexjonesstore.com and participate by getting products that could help your life, help change your life. And we'll talk about that in a second with the Methylene Blue. But they also fund what we're doing. So we're not getting NGO money. We're not getting nonprofit tax breaks. No, we're a for-profit corporation that brings you news and analysis that you're not going to get anywhere else. I put out a tweet the other day. This guy's bitching about Obamacare. Obamacare was made to destroy the healthcare industry. We were telling people that back in 2013, and I listed about 8 articles that we wrote in 2013 on InfoWars that you could go and read about what a scam job Obamacare was. So it wasn't like we were, you know, twiddling our thumbs then. We were trying to tell people, hey, this is a scam job. And, you know, we just didn't have enough. We didn't have, I guess, the enough inertia to get to it. So go to thealexjonesstore.com, participate, the 12 days of Christmas sale. Buy one, get one free. You get a Methylene Blue, you get Ultimate Life Force. Get a Ultimate Burn, you could get some Shilajit. Get some Methylene Red, you get some Methylene Blue. Speaking of Methylene Blue, you are a favorite connoisseur of Absolutely. Methylene Blue. It's one of your favorites.
You bet.
Did you take any this morning?
I did on the way over here.
Yeah. Liquid or pill?
Liquid.
Liquid. All right. So I did a pill this morning, and because I'm like, you know what? I got to be on for 3 hours, and I got to talk coherently. Can't say over again.
Yeah.
So that's what Methylene Blue does, and there it is right there. I take one of those little blue pills.
Yep.
And it clears out, for me, it clears out the brain fog.
Yeah, it helps with that. Right.
It just like, boom, the brain fog's gone. It's like your brain's working. You may not be thinking about the right things or whatever. You might be thinking about other things going on, you know, but I'm not going, what am I thinking about? I'm thinking.
Right.
You know, and that's from too much insulin in our bodies. It's from all the crap we eat, the chemtrails and everything else that's in our environment that is actively trying to fight our body. And then methylene blue, whatever it is, whatever it's doing with the mitochondria, it's helping the synapses fire easier and more clearly.
Definitely. Yeah. So I like it. It keeps me sharp. Whenever I'm going to do an interview, I'll do some before I do an interview.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So you can remember all 10 planks of Oath Keepers, which you're in fact reforming Oath Keepers again. So right. What was it, 2012 you started it?
2009.
Okay.
Yeah, you were there at the founding of it on Lexington Green. That's right.
Yeah. So that was 2009.
Yeah, 2009.
I remember, the one I remember most is Guy Cunningham, who did the 29 Palm Survey.
That's right.
He really left an impression on me because he was so animated in what he was, you know, going and why he was there.
Yeah.
You know, and he had done the survey that basically 30% of the Marines at the time, this is in the 90s, would confiscate guns from Americans.
Right.
And that freaked him out.
Yeah, it did. And he blew the whistle on that.
Yep.
And yes, he was one of our founding members of Oath Keepers. Good man.
Yeah. And what's your first plank in the Oath Keepers orders we won't obey?
We will not obey orders to disarm the American people.
There you go. Right. And so you guys are reforming the Oath Keepers. Where can people find more information and even become a member?
Oathkeepers.info. They can find information. They can join there. They have to mail in a check right now. But also, you can go to givesendgo.com/oath. And if you want to join, you can just do a donation of $100 there. And then put in the note that it's for membership, and your donation's anonymous, but I'll be able to see your email and I'll honor that. You can just go ahead and join on there if you want to.
All right. I think we've covered a lot of the seditious, and we may pick up more of that, but I really want to get to this. This is the grooming of our children is going on, and I think this RuPaul Drag Race, even though it's about adults, which is fine. You do it, adult, whatever you want to do in your time, dress up like an alien, okay, fine. Who cares? But when you look at listen to the words in this little theme song that we're going to play. We're only going to play part of this clip. We're not going to play the whole thing. This is clip 15. And I believe it's 15. Yes, RuPaul's Drag Race. So this is the promo that they put out. It's starting in January 2nd. Let's just listen to the words that are being sung in this little theme song. Go ahead, guys. Let's play it.
In shady times, let there be light, and let there be drag. This season, 14 new queens will be the light the world needs right now, more than ever.
Wake up, sugar baby, it's the lady boss who paved the way for all the hungry children to get paid on television.
It's friggin' demonic.
Wake up, sugar baby, it's
here it is.
The lady boss who paved.
All right, what? Right there. The lady that paved the way for all the hungry children to get paid on television. That's the words that they're singing right there.
Huh.
And you look at that and you're like, oh, well, they don't mean children. That, you know, they mean these people, the drag queens are the children to the mama RuPaul. And I'm like, okay, you could think of it like that. But let's go to clip 16. This is just the intro. This is what Michael Strahan, former football player, former like defensive end, you know, this is how he's describing Desmond is amazing, who is a drag kid. Okay, let's play this. Let's see how it's connected.
And if you haven't heard the name Desmond Napolis, get ready for this trailblazing 11-year-old drag kid who RuPaul is calling the future. His bravery is inspiring so many. We're going to talk to him in just a moment, but first, let's take a look at his amazing story.
So RuPaul... Oh, look at him prancing like a little girl.
I'm 11 years old, and I like pizza, trains, and drinking root beer since it's caffeine-free.
I also do drag, and I love to put on makeup dresses.
Okay, that's enough. I mean, it's warped. It's going to get worse. Don't worry.
Straight demonic.
Don't worry. Yeah. We're about to take it up to 11. But there, RuPaul says this is the future of drag. The RuPaul's theme song for the newest season is about the little children getting paid, the hungry children getting paid on TV.
There it is.
Which is obviously what this kid is doing, trying to get paid on TV.
Yep.
And there's actually clips of Desmond dancing for people at bars and getting tips. Okay, so that's more of the getting paid. In fact, I think we're going to go to that. This is the grooming gangs. This is a kind of a compilation, one of the many compilations I've put out of what they're doing and what they're saying. These are drag queens that want to read to your children, but they always they talk about it. They even admit we're grooming the next generation. Yeah. They say it in that they use the word grooming. And where do we hear grooming? We hear about grooming gangs in the UK, you know, raping little kids and creating sex slaves. So let's just watch this. This is about 5 minutes long. And I hope you're still here with me at the end of it. Here it is.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
Oh, we're going to strip in front of kids at the, yeah, at the library. This is normal behavior, people.
This is what God created.
This is in Austin. Billy Weaver shot this footage.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Story Time.
Drag Queen Story Time.
Look, it's child's giving money to the drag queen dancing.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Ooh, I'm all about education.
It'd be nice to be very tolerant as a libertarian.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's gone.
I am not there to push any kind of agenda. I was told at the library council meeting last night that I'm pushing the trans agenda. I'm pushing an overly sexualized agenda.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do you want to touch my hair? No.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
Michael likes to twerk. Now, does anybody in this room know how to twerk?
Turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Oh, let me spread my legs in front of you, kid.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
I'll show you at the side so you can get
better. And really, how is this even going on? How is this video even exist?
Your thumb sticking out. Taking this all in.
And people are letting their kids participate in this. Look at this.
Twerking.
Look, I get the kids twerking.
What has this world come to?
There's
it's
Desmond.
Come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on the couch.
Yeah.
Desmond is the world's youngest club kid.
Looks like he was just simulating snorting ketamine.
I hope you're out there to find a younger club kid. Will they find one? No.
Please welcome Desmond Annapolis, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing.
It's Michael Strahan again.
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't been to a nightclub? Oh, there is Desmond. It's amazing at a nightclub.
What goes on in the back room?
Yeah. Should be an all-ages thing.
It's not going to lick itself. There's literally a sign in one of these that says it's not going
to
lick itself.
No one's there to push an agenda
on
anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it.
Child abuse,
pedophilia, giving me hugs and everything.
You know, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man.
It's a
this
man,
is adult
baby.
Entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can do drag. Everyone can do drag.
Ooh, I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago. Right?
Aren't we surprised?
Yes, family programming.
Family programming.
Love it. Yeah.
All the words
we have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
A lot of the core values of being a drag queen, love, acceptance, joy, laughter, self-expression are values that we want to instill in our kids.
Yeah.
So I think it's
look,
really important
see, so we can
that we
turk in front of the adults.
And we spread the joy of reading and the joy of just spreading love.
Spreading love. Don't get it on me.
Yeah, that's where I switched from being libertarian to being.
I am Todd Nickerson. I'm a non-offending pedophile.
Christian nationalist.
I am part of one of the most hated groups of society.
I'll just shut up.
Yeah. No question about
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
We know self-charged again with
jure. I'm campaigning.
But there's the pedophile, the self-admitted pedophile that's like being a victim like now. Me. He's a victim.
You know, we're non-offending pedophiles.
Non-offending
Most
pedophiles.
People,
what does that
you know,
even
if they
mean?
See somebody that they're attracted to, do they automatically think, oh, I want to jump on them and have sex with them? So it's the same with us. It's just, you know, we just happen to be attracted to kids.
This should be killed.
And everywhere else
that's what
it's
in prison
called
with them.
Pedophilia.
And I'm fine with
but
it.
When it's done institutionally, and they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children. Pull up Tranny Time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times. Like, it's wonderful. Mm. And it's the biggest, scary-looking group of weirdo, pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastert's running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
You know, I'm going to say this. If after watching those videos, you still bring your kids to one of these drag queen story times, you are a sick person. And I mean, this is what, there it is. It's not going to lick itself. It's right there. Right there. It's not going to, that's what's on the wall at a drag queen. It's not going to lick itself. That's what they're bringing kids to. If you're bringing your kids to this, you're a very disturbed person.
Child
and
abuse.
People should take your kids away.
It's child abuse.
It's child abuse.
Right.
And you're literally setting your child up to be a sexual assault victim in the future.
Yep.
To get brutally raped by one of these fat pig-like creatures.
Or even worse, to be genitally mutilated.
Sure.
It's like a weird version of the Sharia law mutilation of children.
Right.
It's the same thing that's being done now through the leftist lens.
It is, yes. Yeah. One's through the deep right, one's through the deep left.
Yeah. Well, one's through Islam and one's through, you know, it's a red-green alliance. One's through communism.
And, you know, I thought I put up the grossest footage in that compilation, but you guys are outdoing me now with this B-roll. This is a, I mean, and it's just, it boggles the mind.
So why is it that all the pedophiles went to Jeffrey Epstein's island are not being actually exposed and prosecuted? I can't imagine what it could be.
Because our whole society would fall apart. Because what? Only pedophiles are running society? Only pedophiles can run society? Is that what's going on? Is that what they're telling us?
Apparently.
I mean, oh no, banks will go under. Oh.
Right.
Oh no.
The stock market will crash.
All the
corrupt governments around the world will collapse because they're all been, you know, exposed and compromised because they're pedophiles. We got to keep that system running. That's why I'm so frustrated with Trump. Once again, why don't he just expose them all?
Exactly. What has he got to lose at this point? Because
nothing.
It ain't going to get any better. If you just let it go on, it's just going to get worse. You're going to leave office, they're going to prosecute you and your family, and that's going to be it.
And all the rest of us.
Let's go to part of this clip. This is John Rich. This is what he would like to do with these with these groomers, I would say, is what he calls them. This is, I don't have the name on it, 18. Go ahead.
And I really believe it is a spiritual, wicked
He's
attack
just echoing what we're saying.
That they are waging on the kids in this country and around the world. And music is one way they use to do that. That's one of their tactics. And so as a musician myself, I said, I'm going to at least throw one song out there that pushes back against that to hopefully inspire people to at least throw up defenses around your kids. You're not going to knock all these people out. There's too many of them. 36 million reports in 1 year. That's how many were reported. That's not how many happened. 36 million in a year. I don't know what we're
Probably
supposed
10%.
To do with that. We are completely overrun by them. But again, that's the point of the Righteous Honor, is for parents to wake up, be proactive in their own households, and then go out and find organizations like the Tim Tebow Foundation, people that hire teams of people to go out and sting these bad guys. They set them up, they arrest them, they drag them off one by one by one. I wish the federal government would fund
there you go.
Many Tim Tebow foundations. We should have 20,000 to 30,000 full-time predator hunters, righteous hunters out there across this country. Maybe this song will lead to a conversation like that in D.C. I'm not really hopeful that that'll happen, but it might. And we've got the right administration. I mean, Trump has said he's on record when he was running for president that he thought pedophiles and anybody that sexually assaulted a child should receive the death penalty. But I haven't seen that come to fruition yet.
Yeah. All right, that's good. We can cut it out there.
So why is the FBI doing that right now, taking down all the pedophiles across the country, arresting the 300,000 children we know were trafficked?
We're supposed to have all these ICE people, and when they're done deporting people, just turn them into pedo hunters.
No, do it right now. Well, the FBI has thousands of agents. They persecuted all of us.
Right.
Put them to work.
Yeah.
Go do this. But no, they're not doing it.
No.
So now you
got to
have private foundations run around and rescue kids.
Well, then you might find people who work at Disney, which has happened before. You might find people who are like in your government, you know, get caught up in these things. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's what they're afraid of. And then it all comes down. And the low vibration Satanists that prey off these children and do it for... Because there's a whole system set up, but at the bottom of the barrel is these Satanists who are like, you know, harvesting children, essentially. Because a lot of these children go missing and we never see them again.
Right.
And that's what's at the bottom of the barrel is these people that are harvesting children, and they need to be put to death.
Well, they're actually at the very top. So when Kelly Sorrell, a legal counsel for Oath Keepers, mm-hmm. she was a prosecutor in Texas on the border on sex crimes against children. And she'd work up a case against somebody, and then she'd get a message back, oh, you can't prosecute him. He's protected from D.C.
There you go.
He's untouchable. You can only go for the small fish.
Right.
You can't go for the big guy.
And that's what you see the FBI doing, getting a lot of small fish out there. We haven't seen any big guns happen yet. Let's go. I think we got time for a couple more calls. Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. Go ahead, Andrew. How are you doing today?
Yeah, great information about the vaccines. And I wanted to say that's why the InfoWars products like Nitro Boost and Turmeric are so important. Because the doctor is spot on that you guys have on your show, that by opening the vascular and the circulation system in your body, that counters harmful effects if someone has to take the COVID vaccine, like I made the mistake of taking it. And right after I had the shot that night, I had like pain, like almost like stroke-like symptoms. And for at least a month, I had like weakness in my right arm and harder to breathe, exasperated breathing, and I was shooting a girls' lacrosse game, which I liked girls' lacrosse, but I was like huffing and puffing, and the weight of the camera, everything was the same, the variable, so I was weaker, and I was like, oh, I don't want to die, doing a lacrosse game.
Yeah, you need to get the spike protein out of your body, is what you got,
yep.
And
so all those products are great.
Check out Ultimate Life Force. It's got NAC in it, which helps your body produce glutathione, which helps get rid of the spike protein.
That's my opinion only.
That's my opinion.
Which one is that?
It's called Ultimate Life Force. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. Yeah, it's a giant horse pill. I take regular NAC, but I also take Ultimate Life Force. But I've done years of cleaning it out because I got pretty sick from COVID and I did, you know, natokinase. I followed the McCullough protocol, a lot of budesonide, but there's Ultimate Life Force. It's got a lot of things in the back that you will find in a bunch of separate, supplements, but the NAC is really good. Natokinase is good. I think it's got bromelain in it, probably zinc. Those are all things. And if you can get your hands on ivermectin, just start taking ivermectin and zinc, do it for like a week. And, you know, that's what I do. I'm not telling you what to do, but that's what I would do. and see what happens. See how you feel. And there's a lot of different things you can do out there.
Not only no side effects, but it's beneficial. Like if you say something's good in the bedroom or it's good for hair and skin, it's like, okay, well, why is it good? That means the nutrients that's assimilable and vitamins and minerals that have to work together. So it's not just that something, the products that you sell are beneficial. Overall, they're not just holistic or no side effects. They're general. And then you have specific, but they're all beneficial. More broadly is what I mean.
It's not seed oil sludge you're putting through your veins.
Thanks, guys. I'm feeling great, too. It's been great, like, after I started taking the product. It's been, like, 2 or 3 years, so I'm definitely in the clear, but I'm going to try that one, too.
Yeah, well, excellent. Excellent. Thanks for your call, Andrew. Take care. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have to defend ourselves against the obvious plan to depopulate the planet and kill us off. You know, I think Catherine Austin Fitz called it the Great Purge or the Great Culling, mm-hmm. and she's right. And so we have to defend ourselves against that because people are shedding all around us, unfortunately. Even if you didn't get the shot, I didn't get the shot, but I know people are shedding.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, yeah, I take ivermectin every now and again as a prophylactic. Yep. I used nicotine patches. You know, is there a way to fight back against the spike protein?
And these are things. So there's things you can fight that it's the Serenity Prayer. the things that you can change. What are the things you can change? What you're putting into your body, what you're, how you're exercising, the things you're doing, you can affect. Like, you can't affect what Trump's going to do. We could talk about it. We could talk about it, but we can't make Trump do something. But we could talk about it. But there's things you could do that you could do right now. Take a methylene blue in the morning. Helps you think clearer. So then you're making good decisions throughout the day. You could take Ultimate Life Force, which cleans the spike protein out of your body, you know, allegedly, whatever. Whatever disclaimers you got to put. But these are things that you can do that will put you in the game and get your game face on to go out there and do and take on life. Because life's not easy. It's there's a lot of things going on, and not everything's going to work out in your favor. So if you're calm and you're in the right place, you can take these challenges and go, oh, maybe look at it a different way. Something happens. It's not always the end of the world if something doesn't go your way. Maybe that was a door, God closing a door and opening another one.
Right. So even when he has the CEO of Pfizer in the Oval Office, he's praising him as a good guy.
The lizard breather. Yeah.
Right.
So breathes with his neck.
Mass murderer.
Who breathes with their neck? Nobody. Unless you're a lizard. Lizards breathe with their neck. He literally breathes like this. His neck goes up and down like a pump.
Right.
It's disgusting.
So like you said, we can't control that, unfortunately. No. But we can defend ourselves and get off their pills, get off all their crap, get yourself cleaned up. Like right now I'm doing straight carnivore.
Yeah.
Just getting
eating
myself
real meat.
Yeah, eating real meat.
Yeah.
So you do your best, you know, grass-fed beef, try to find a local rancher that you can buy from to separate yourself from the beef system as best you can.
Yep. A chest freezer is not that expensive, and you could fill it up with meat and eat all year long and just have it coming in.
Go hunt some deer.
Go hunt some deer.
Fill it with venison.
Yep. Yeah. But just watch out for the Lone Star tick. You don't want to get that on you. All right. 50 seconds. Mike in Boca Raton. Go ahead. In Florida.
Hello?
Yep. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Yes. I'd like to address artificial intelligence and robotics, especially the special congressional election they had yesterday. He only won by 8 points.
Right.
He should have won by 30 points. This tells us we're going in a direction that this is the biggest issue. The Republicans aren't addressing this. The Democrats are addressing this with universal income.
Yeah.
By the way, I wrote a thesis.
Give us the link real quick. We're going to the end of the show. Give us the link.
Okay, I will do that. Give me your, let me talk to someone there. I'll give it to you.
Well, we just ran out of time. Thanks for the call, Mike. There's a thesis out there we must all read.
Somewhere.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app, your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more and get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.